Super Fantasy Football Show.
Come back down to Planet Rando, Brian.
Oh my gosh, a domestic abuser.
What is it? He just sent a dick pic to Jerry. What are you? A perp or something?
Are you too busy to put your blackout dates on the Google Doc? I'm 1,000% sure you and your little butt buddy Randy have already talked about this, so.
Never. We would never
collude. You fucking canoodling.
No collusion.
We would
no
never collude, John.
Tyreek Hill. Stephon Diggs. It's going to be probably the widest margin victory. I mean.
Hey, Matt, shrimp out of landlocked state, sign me up.
I don't think Randy's going to have a first round pick the entire decade of the 2020.
That's a guy that keeps his fall free. He knows it's football season.
Right.
And, you know, what's up with these? Some of these people planning trips to Italy during football season.
Welcome back to a Super Fantasy Football Show. I'm John.
And I'm Randy.
Rando, what the hell happened when I was gone?
John, welcome back, buddy. I'm glad to have you back.
Jeez, what a brutal welcome back to fantasy football. When I went to Europe, things were way different. We are now already halfway through a championship game that, by the way, Rando, what a fucking game that we're watching here.
Hey, Al Pacino said it best at the end of our episode last week. It's a game of inches, and this game is only separated by a whopping 4 points.
I mean, I'm on the edge of my seat. Every time you look at it, you think this one's over, and then there's a huge swing. It's crazy. It's been the most up and down game I think I've seen all year.
And this week, injuries, especially at the quarterback position, have been key.
Massive. Yeah.
You had two players having disappointing games.
And pretty early on, too, that Jalen Hurts injury happened like at like 1:15 p.m., uh-huh. I feel like. So right away, you thought, holy shit, this one could be over. And then on the other side, Josh Allen, I don't know. I thought I saw a question mark next to his name. Did he get hurt too?
So Josh Allen has had a hand injury pretty much all season. Mm-hmm. I believe on his non-throwing hand, I could be wrong on that. But in the third quarter, it seemed like he really messed up his elbow.
Yeah.
I mean, he was already having an off game. And I think the weather wasn't it like -4 or something? Or 4? I don't know.
I had a hard time kind of following exactly what was going on in football when I was away. So I don't know. But he did finish the game, you said?
Yeah, he finished the game. He had 11 points and he had a touchdown and interception.
Man, that really was like fucking heartbreaking for me to watch, because Josh Allen fucking crucified the Olifants the past 2 weeks, put up 91 yep. points against me by himself. I mean, just absolutely fucked me over the coals. And then to only put up 11 points this week. But then, okay, at that point you think, okay, this one's pretty much over. And then all of a sudden you wake up and Brandon Aubrey, kicker, had 21 points for Oink. And then all of a sudden it's a fucking ball game.
Yeah, 21 points. And I'm trying to see, how did he...
I have no fucking idea.
Oh, he had three over 50. And in our league, 50 yards more is worth how many points again? We changed the kicking rules.
Yeah, that's interesting. We did change the kicking rules. The commissioner initiated that big rule change this year that has completely changed the outcome of this game. That's interesting.
Hey. Yeah, that's wild. But he had, I just had it up here. He had 1 for in the 40 to 49 yard range, mm-hmm. and he had 3 that were 50 plus and 2 extra points.
And do you know how many?
Oh, he did have a miss.
Point or 50 yard kick worth in our league?
Extra points are 1 point. 0 to 39 yards are 3. 40 to 49 are 4. And 50 to 59 are 5, and 60+ is 6.5.
Damn. So 5.
That's 15.
That's 15 right off the bat there. Holy shit. That's crazy.
So he had 15 and 4 is 19, and yeah, 2 point after attempt. So yeah.
And
it's a hell of a day for your kid.
Mm-hmm. And CD Lamb also came through getting 13.5 points. Pretty solid for him. I mean, he also fucked up the Olifants pretty good. Putting up 21.5 last week and 18 the week before. But, you know, 13.5 still pretty good. And then I feel like,
and all across the board for Oink, John, you had T. Higgins had 15 points, mm-hmm. George Kittle had 14 points.
Yeah.
Solid outing for the receivers for and notably, the one guy I was concerned with last week, Bijan Robinson, with Michael Penix in at quarterback, mm-hmm. I did not think would be as productive. He had 22 points.
Yeah, Oink.
And 2 rushing touchdowns today.
They, you know, and maybe we're feeling a little bit down about Oink this week because the past 2 weeks they were so, I mean, he had his best 2 weeks in the first mm-hmm. round of the playoffs. So still putting up 134. And having a somewhat injured Josh Allen or something, that's pretty encouraging. Although, if Josh Allen isn't healthy, you and I were talking earlier, not much depth there on the bench. Only has Tua as of now. So, I don't know, maybe he's going to try to pick up another quarterback.
That's what I think. And you boys that are playing in the consolation ladder of this playoff race.
Yeah.
Feel free to pick up a quarterback if you have the roster space.
I do.
I don't know what day we're releasing this.
I'm gonna be a gentleman. I'm not gonna go for anything like that. But it is interesting though, because Sam Darnold, which I feel like has been a pretty serviceable backup quarterback,
yes,
in fantasy, he got picked up by Tom last week, and Tom's starting mm-hmm. him, and he's kicking my ass now. So he's really pissing me off. I don't know why I cut him, but now he's kicking my ass.
I'm trying to see if you're Oink. You have Tua sitting on your bench who's up against the Cleveland Browns this week. So not a bad choice if you had to start him. But I'm pretty sure Josh Allen will play against the Jets. Close personal friend. I'll give him a call, see if he's ready to suit up on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. So, I listened to the last episode, by the way. Great job, you and Tom. You absolutely killed it.
Hey, we tried.
It was great. It sounded pretty good, and I think you both killed it.
I appreciate it. We tried to keep it short, and then I tried editing it in GarageBand, and you can't see on GarageBand like the length of it.
Uh-huh.
I like was adding in all the other clips, like the pork, it's what's for dinner thing.
Oh yeah.
And the, you know, thing. And I couldn't figure out like what time I was at. So what I, at one point I realized, yeah, this is getting pretty lengthy.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny. And wait, so when did you do that? Had you like just gotten back from your trip, or?
No, we did that on we got back on Tuesday, and we recorded Wednesday night. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so gotcha. We were back Tuesday, like early afternoon. So I figured Wednesday would just let everyone settle back in, and then we'll get right back to it.
I bet Tom was just bitching up a storm about fantasy the whole weekend.
Oh, that was all I heard. All right, so you're gonna, yeah, I'm gonna tell you anyway.
Fill me in on what was happening.
We were at I think it was called the Encore Boston Harbor, whatever. It was their casino, and it's a Wynn casino. It was a great place. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. It had all the table games, everything you'd expect from like a Wynn casino.
Excellent.
And we were watching the Steelers play the Eagles in the sports book there, and I watched three quarters of the game alone because Tom threw a temper tantrum, a full-grown adult temper tantrum in the first quarter because the Steelers are playing so bad. I've never seen a grown adult do that in public. And he left, and he went and played Pai Gow for three quarters.
Did he win there?
I believe he did. I believe he did. But so I did not go gamble with him because we walked in. I sat down at a Wheel of Fortune slot machine, and I hit for $500, and I stopped. I was like, I'm it. I hit. That's it. I'm done. I don't want to give it all right back.
Wow. That. Who have you become, Randy?
Is this Randy? I sat in the sports book, I watched the whole game, and I had a great time.
Oh my god!
I was like, it's not going to get any better than this. I hit for 500, I went in with 200, I'm up.
Yeah.
The worst I'm going to do is get it all right back.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well spend it on drinks.
That's what I mean. So, but I'm pretty sure Tom did hit on Pai Gow.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand it, but I'm pretty sure he won.
All right, well, that's good. And
but not to go off the rails, Sean. How did Brian's team? How did his team hold up this week? Because neither one of us picked him last week.
Yeah, I couldn't remember who you picked to win.
Tom and I both picked Oink to win the whole thing.
Damn.
And looking at it, Brian's team did not disappoint. And in all fairness to Brian, this, granted, he has a 4-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
He could have had a lot bigger of a lead had he started Baker Mayfield. But,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have.
Or, I mean, he's got a lot more
quarterback depth. Trying to see who's his. Yeah, I'm trying to see. Oh, Jordan. Did Jordan Love not play?
He's Monday night. He plays tonight.
Oh, okay.
But as you mentioned,
yeah. So
the way Jordan Love plays during Toyotathon, I mean, I think he's good to start next week.
Yeah, I don't know. Brian's got a decision to make because Jalen Hurts is he's questionable. I'm trying to see, what did they say he's out with, a concussion?
Yeah, it was a concussion. I feel like he'll probably
be Dallas good. Coming up, and I'm pretty sure he'll play. The Eagles are.
Well, who do they play? See,
what's
also?
The Eagles, right?
That could affect it.
They play the Cowboys.
Actually, maybe you do sit him. Do they need to win that game?
They probably would like to. they probably would still like to win. The Eagles are 12-3, and they've clinched a playoff berth. Z means they clinched the division. They have not.
Well, also
clinched a division.
I wonder if the short week is going to affect any of these games too, because, I mean, I guess waiver wires are still going to have to go through Wednesday morning, and then there are games, which Wednesday morning is fucking Christmas, and there are games on Christmas.
Yes.
There's three games on Christmas, is that right? Which is you fucking batshit, by the way, that they're doing this to the fucking Steelers.
You got the Steelers Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I didn't click far enough. You got, Steelers Chiefs at 1:00, Baltimore Houston at 4:30. And then you have, there's only two games on Christmas.
Okay.
And then you have Seattle and Chicago on Thursday.
Damn. I mean, that's fucking crazy. As a Steelers fan, I'm livid that they are fucking doing this schedule to us.
Why, John? Why are they doing this?
Yeah, they're a whole other. I mean,
And I feel like some families are going to have to make a decision. Do you put the game on during Christmas? Do you may turn Christmas into a football day?
Or? I know. It's going to be hard. I'm going to try to sell it that like Taylor Swift could be there. So we should watch to see if we can find her. That can be a fun game for everyone to play. But I don't know. Do you think she'll be there?
I would assume so. I would think.
It's primetime game.
Maybe they'll get her to sing the national anthem again, like she did in, 2003?
I was at that game.
Were you really?
I was, yeah. I went with the Rabinas. I'll never forget it.
Wow. Am I a bad friend? So every year I go to Matt Didiano's house on Christmas Day. Uh-huh. Am I a bad friend for asking him, like, hey, what time is dinner? Like, do I come after the game or do I come before the game?
Well, what are your Christmas plans?
I'll be going to Matt's house again for like the 16th consecutive year. It used to be his parents' house on Christmas Eve, but now it's his house on Christmas Day.
Okay, nice. So
what happens when you're Jewish, John? Just go to your Christmas celebrating friend's house.
So wait, what's the answer? Are you going before the game or after the game?
I don't know. He hasn't given me a time yet.
Okay, interesting. What'd you get the kiddos? Can you spoil it for us?
Mainly just clothes. Went and picked out some cute little outfits for Tessa.
Aww.
Some stuff for Jay. No toys. Let the grandparents get them toys and stuff. Mainly just clothes.
Nice. Uncle Rando.
Weirdly, I like picking out the little girl clothes. Like, that's my favorite. I have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm good. Excited to see pictures of those on Instagram, I guess. Someday coming soon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. All right, Rando. Well, you picked Oink last week. How do you feel about that pick now?
Well, John, real quickly, not to change the subject, I feel like we didn't do Brian's team justice.
Did we not? I feel like I'm sick of talking about
Brian's team. I don't think we did. here, real quick. Let me get back in here.
I mean, Jonathan Taylor putting up 39 points. That was a huge momentum swing back after the Jalen Hurts injury.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what time that
he also had. Trying to see. Why does this look different than. Oh, right here. Okay. Yeah. Jonathan Taylor had 39. Wait.
Yeah. 39 points.
I do not like this view. I don't know what I'm doing. Let's go. I want this view back. Because then it gives me the stats right then and there.
Yeah.
Okay. Jonathan Taylor, 39 points, mm-hmm. 218 yards rushing, and 3 touchdowns against the Tennessee Titans. Then he had Justin Jefferson, who had a whopping 10 receptions, 144 yards, 2 touchdowns. I'm trying to see any other notable. Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god, had a touchdown, 16 points. And Kyren Williams, Kyren Williams loves proving me wrong every week. Should have kept the guy.
Yeah.
He had 120 yards and 1 rushing touchdown. But Brian seemed firing on all cylinders, but is a 4-point lead. Is that enough to separate himself from Oink?
Yeah, it's really close. I feel like Brian has been more consistently good this season. But I think that could just be a little bit of injury luck because Oink had the injury bug early on. I don't remember exactly when they got rid of that, but the past, well, like I mentioned, Oink versus the Olifants in the first round of the playoffs, Oink had their number one best scoring game of the season. And then the next week, had their number two best scoring game of the season. So they're pretty hot. I'm not sure if they've been a little more boom or bust this season, is what I'm trying to say.
And if you look at this week's estimated projections for like the overall totals, Brian only wins this round or this game, wins the championship by 9.2 points. I mean, even the projections, they're calling this one, it's going to be a nail biter all the way to the end.
I mean, it's going
to, and I'm trying to see as it stands now. I'm trying to see David has one player in the Monday night lineup as it stands. Brian has none.
Is that?
And Brian has one player in the. Oh no, Brian has zero. David, as of now, has George Kittle on Monday Night Football against Detroit. And oh no, I'm wrong. And as of now, Brian has one. He is Amon-Ra St. Brown against San Francisco. So it looks like this one could come down to Monday Night Football.
Wow, that would be crazy. Oh my God, I can't imagine the stress that these two are going through. Who do you think's handling it better? Because I feel like Brian was pretty cocky in last week's episode.
I hinted at this last week. Brian, to me, he's been there, he's done that, he knows what to expect. I don't think Brian's sweating it.
Man.
Not to say that Brian doesn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
I think David wants it more. I think David needs it more.
The commissioner win. I feel like who does your heart want to win? I feel like that's a question that is totally separate from who we think is going to win. Who's your heart want? Because I feel like who's everyone rooting for? And I feel like that answer is probably the commish. He's never won a fucking championship. He has to put up with us year in and year out and never fucking wins. I feel like he's got to be like the Lions in this situation, right? The lovable loser?
Yeah, you got to think David.
It's David versus Goliath.
Everyone
literally
loves the underdog.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the underdog.
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, well, like you guys talked about last week, the James Franklin Award, you know, does he shed that award maybe this season?
You're right now, John. Dave looks like James Franklin. He's plowing his way through the
playoffs.
There
are parallels. There are. And, you know, you got to love to see it.
Who knows? I mean, I really like where Oink is headed. Yeah. I don't know. He's been so dependent on Josh Allen these last few weeks. And I don't know. I really don't.
It's going to come down to matchups.
My heart,
again.
I want Oink to win this.
Yeah. Well, let's talk. Can we try to? Oh, how do we get to week 17? Here we go. Let's talk about, you know, certain matchups. Because obviously, if Jalen Hurts is out for the Running Fools, I feel like they're probably going to go with Jordan Love.
Jordan Love in a shootout against Minnesota.
I'd go Baker against
Mayfield
Carolina.
Baker
against Carolina. You got to go with that, right?
Now, here, John, real quick, let's look at. Oh,
I would almost go Baker.
I always do that. One button too far. The last time Baker played Carolina, though, John.
Yeah, what happened?
He had 9 points.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's like a weird divisional game that you don't want to.
And if you
go
click,
near.
Let's go to Jordan Love over here. Jordan Love, the last time he played Minnesota, which was in week 4, and that was. I'm trying to see. That was not during Toyota-thon.
Wait, so yeah, can you explain this Toyota-thon thing to me? Because I only kind of understand it.
While we're talking about this, I'll bring it up real quick. But in week 4, Jordan Love scored 27 points against Minnesota. But what's weird about this stat line is he threw for 389 yards, had 4 touchdowns, but also 3 interceptions.
Damn.
I feel like don't some of the interceptions negate the touchdowns?
Wait, say that again?
Wouldn't three interceptions negate? What's it? How many points is an interception?
Interception is negative two. Yeah, you're right.
So, but yeah, that was actually his season high of points was week four against Minnesota. So if you're the running fools, maybe you do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's probably what I would do. Jordan Love. That's a good point, especially with Toyota-thon.
All right. So, okay. Why this conspiracy theory? All right. Every year, Toyota holds special offers on its vehicles between mid-November and early January. But as Love, the second-year starting quarterback for Green Bay, continues to perform especially well over that time frame of the NFL season. Some conspiracy theories have developed. Let's see here. Jordan Love during Toyotathon the last five games.
Mm-hmm.
He's 79-115, which is a 68.7% completion rating. He's thrown for 1,133 yards. That's 9.5 yards per attempt, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception, and a passer rating of 119.95.
Wow. That's now crazy. Let's go
to pre-Toyotathon.
Mm-hmm. And
wait, this is during
Toyotathon. Is Toyotathon like...
Not during Toyotathon.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love has thrown for 3,829 yards. He's thrown for more yards, but he threw 29 touchdowns and 25 interceptions.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well...
So basically, he's just not turning the ball over.
Well, I think you sold me. Honestly, I think I'm going Jordan Love if I'm the running fools. And then, well, let's get back. Let's then go over to Oink.
Speaking of Toyota thought, doesn't Brian still drive a Toyota?
I feel like he finally put it down, I think.
No, Brian. Listen, go to your local Toyota dealer. Tons of deals right now during Toyota thon. And if you tell them Jordan Love is your starting fantasy football quarterback, I'm sure there's an extra incentive they'll throw at you, especially if you start them in the championship week. It's a game of inches, Brian.
Also,
I want to see how you claw for that inch.
Oh, man. All right. Well, okay. Let's also talk the quarterback situation over at Oink, because if Josh Allen, he's questionable. I feel like his issue was... It wasn't like a concussion.
His was his elbow. And I believe...
I feel like he'll play.
It was bothering him for much of the second half. It's an elbow contusion. He lost feeling. Oh, it wasn't his throwing hand. He said it caused him to lose feeling in his arm and throwing hand. And it took a good 5 to 10 minutes to make sure. They were trying to get some blood flow back. He never missed a play. And then it said, this is where it gets the bigger question for Allen's fantasy investors the rest of the way might be his usage, as the Bills could be locked into the number two seed in the playoffs, leaving them with little to play for against weak opponents in the Jets and Patriots.
Okay, interesting. Well, I mean, in that case, if he doesn't end up playing, would you feel comfortable starting Tua then? Because he's been a little bit down the past couple of weeks, but right before that, he was a pretty solid quarterback. He was putting up 23 points.
I would go with the man that got me there.
You would go with what?
I would go with Josh Allen, close personal friend. He got me to the dance.
But if he ends up not playing, if he ends up not being able to play.
Oh, if he ends up not playing, then you got to ride with Tua. I don't see any better options on...
Nothing out there.
Yeah, on the free agent market. But that's not to say, Mr. Kamish, if you send... a hundo my way, maybe I cut Patrick Mahomes in the odd hours of the night, you could scoop him up.
I mean, you could go Anthony Richardson. Frowned upon. You could, yeah, Anthony Richardson could be a decent choice.
Is he back?
Yeah, he put up 20 points this week.
Right, that'd be interesting. Picturing David winning a fantasy football championship with a guy he just picked up off the bench. I mean, picked up off free agency. That would be wild.
That would take some stones. But yeah.
Who do you like this week, John? That's what I'm intrigued about.
Man, it really is tough. Honestly, still feel so bitter about last week. I kind of hate both these fucking teams, despite what I said earlier. But the further away from it I get, the more my heart does say, oink, oink, oink. My brain, though, I don't know. I kind of think you're right about Brian, that he's just the fucking Chiefs right now. And he's got that luck of the Irish in him. I kind of think he's going to do it again. And I'm a little worried that the James Franklin Award is going to stick on oink.
John, I won't let you do it. You can't be non-committal. Gun to your head, you got to pick one.
I'm going with the Running Fools. I think they're going to pull it out.
The Running Fools.
The Running Fools, yeah. Are you sticking with
oink? I said it last week. I thought oink would be able to keep this train rolling. And I mean, looking at the matchups, it really doesn't favor one team versus the other. I think there's a lot of potential for like Justin Jefferson to have a breakout, not a breakout, but another big game against Green Bay.
Yeah.
Scary Terry against Atlanta. Jonathan Taylor against the Giants defense. Trying to see AJ Brown, depending on who his quarterback is against Dallas. I think if David's only down 4 points, it's not like we're talking.
It's a dead heat.
Like where 2 weeks ago, Tom needed a miracle to come back. Yeah. He almost got it. I'm going to still take oink. I think this is the year of the underdog. I think oink finally can upset Brian and bring that championship back to Pennsylvania. Bring the belt back home. It's where it belongs.
Oh, man.
Right on the mantle on Vermont Avenue. Allison's going to love it. And I said it last week. I want to see that championship belt all over Europe on an Italian vacation. I want to see him off Instagram and pictures of that belt off. Look at my fettuccine. What are they eating in Italy? John, not fettuccine alfredo.
That's all they eat. They eat fettuccine alfredo. That's all, they love it. Ask Matt. They can't get enough.
I want to see David and Allison in the Olive Garden with that championship belt. I want to see it. Palais Blue, I want to see you with the belt under the Eiffel Tower.
Well, I would just love for Brian to have to fly all that shit back.
Do you think Brian brought the belt back with him just in case?
That's a good question. I mean, what would you do? I feel like it's a bad juju to do that for your fantasy team, but it's also very convenient. So what would you do?
I'm trying to think. What did he do the year he played Tom in the championship?
Mm-hmm.
Brian had the belt because you had the belt.
Yeah.
You had the belt because we gave it to Brian at Grist House.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I don't know. And I had it before. I had it before you. So, yeah, because I was the one who I bought it.
You bought it. Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, who had the championship before me? Was it Eric?
Was it a Brian? Yeah, look that up. It might have been the end of the Brian three-peat. There's no way you broke up the three-peat. I feel like it was Eric. I feel like it was Eric.
So
you beat me in those.
2023 was you to. So Brian won in 23. You had it in 22. I had it in 21. Eric had it in 20, and Brian had it in 19.
Okay.
So Brian brought it to Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Eric brought it to me. I brought it to you. You brought it to Brian. Okay.
What? Wow.
I'm intrigued. Or has that belt never seen California? Maybe Brian just kept it stashed away in Mount Murraysville.
That's a good point. Brian, if you got the belt, prove it. We want to see it. We want to see you wearing it, too.
Naked photo with the belt, Brian. Send it to us.
Oh, man. All right, Randall. Well, I'm excited to see who it is. And maybe next week we'll try to get the guest on this damn show.
Yeah, hey, bring the championship on for a sit-down tell-all interview.
All right, Randall. You have a Merry Christmas, my friend. It's been great talking
to you.
Thank
you, Johnny. You too, buddy.
This has been a Super Fantasy Football Show. We'll be back next week. Until then, see you at Froggies.
And gentlemen, I'll see you at Hanukkah dinner.
Let's go.
Hanukkah dinner on Friday. Be there or be square.
I'm so fucking excited.
Take us out, Glow City.